Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden's attempt to assure voters of his ability to run again for president after a poor debate showing involved an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Friday. Associated Press correspondent Josh Bullock explains.
The Biden White House is hoping that this interview is the start of a process that will cause the pressure on him to ease, that will convince Democrats, lawmakers, and donors that Biden is their best shot of going up against Trump. The problem is that at every event going forward, Biden needs to be perfect. He cannot slip up. He cannot make big mistakes. The kind of the glare of public attention is on him in a very different way right now. And what that means is that the ABC interview isn't the end of the debate about Biden's well-being. It's merely the continuation of a conversation that began with the debate itself.
Josh Bullock from AP. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting Saeed Jalili by promising to reach out to the West and ease enforcements on the country's mandatory headscarf law after years of sanctions. Iranians began voting on Friday for a candidate to replace the late president, Ebrahim Raisi, killed in a helicopter crash last month. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has accepted a U.S. proposal to begin talks on releasing Israeli hostages, a senior Hamas source told Reuters on a Saturday. Hamas dropped a demand that Israel first commit to a permanent ceasefire before signing the agreement and would allow negotiations to achieve that throughout the six-week first phase, a source told Reuters, on condition of anonymity because the talks are private. This is VOA News. Separate Israeli airstrikes have killed at least six people in central Gaza, including two children at a home and at least one person wearing a United Nations uniform. Violence also flared Friday in the occupied West Bank, where Palestinian health officials say Israeli forces killed seven people in a raid and an airstrike. Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise taxes. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said what they've seen is a number of very disturbing patterns.
It also has now begun to develop this, this pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family.
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
David Doyle from Reuters. Beryl has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to strengthen after weakening to a tropical storm as it moved across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
We are expecting to see widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches across much of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas beginning late Sunday through the middle of next week. We could see isolated rainfall amounts as high as 15 inches.
Director Michael Brennan of the U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to regain hurricane strength, and forecasts predicted it would head towards northeastern Mexico and the Texas coast. Recent suicide bombings in northeastern Nigeria have raised questions about the country's claim that it has downgraded Boko Haram, whose insurgency since 2009 has killed more than 35,000 people. More than 30 people died in three coordinated suicide bombings on June 30th that were carried out by women in the northeastern Gwoza town, where extremists declared a caliphate in 2014. Just to recap, Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has accepted a U.S. proposal to begin talks on releasing Israeli hostages, a senior Hamas source told Reuters on Saturday. Hamas dropped a demand that Israel first commit to a permanent ceasefire before signing the agreement and would allow negotiations to achieve that throughout the first 6 weeks. I'm Christina Menenti.